his heart is full of love and mercy and grace, and his hands brought what? Healing and comfort and strength to our souls. And so today, as we focus on God's word, his word brings life, not death. His life completes us and meets all our needs according to his riches and glory that are being dispersed upon this earth. We have the God who's created everything. So think about that for just one moment. Any burdens upon this earth, he has created everything to meet that need, whether it's financially, socially, spiritually, in any way, shape, or form. God shall meet your need. Because when he appeared to Jacob, in the wilderness just before he was ready to enter into the land yet again, because he'd been living for many years with his uncle Laban, El Shaddai met him, the Almighty God, and he said this to him, "I am all sufficient, no matter what your need is." So today, as we spend time in God's word, he will allow you to raise up whatever need you have, or whatever need that maybe someone you know of, a family member, or a friend, or co-worker, lift those needs up to him, and watch and see how he answers. He says many times, put him to the test, to trust him. He is your Abba, Father, God, and we can trust him in everything. Amen? Amen. So, Father, now as we turn to your word, may it go forth and accomplish all that you desire for it to accomplish. May we be complete and whole, male and female warriors in Messiah, building his kingdom as we place the full armor of God on us. We're called both as kings and priests to proclaim and to establish his kingdom on every corner of this earth, both above, in the middle, and below in all the seas. We're to proclaim the kingdom of God. To his name be all praise and glory and honor in Yeshua's name, amen. Amen. Today's message is entitled Yeshua's Blessings. It's found in Matthew chapter 19, beginning at verse 13. Matthew 19:13. And you may think, well, these next three verses, that's just a small portion. But there's powerful in just three verses where Yeshua is interacting with people and he's blessing them. But I promise you this, it is tied with other scriptures. Because as I've been sharing in this series, I've been going through the book of Matthew. This book was not written yet. Yeshua and his Talmudim were living it out, and it was becoming the literal word of God. But what foundation was it built upon? But the Tanakh, the Haftorah, the prophets. That's what it was built upon, this foundation. And that's what Yeshua, if you want to have the mind of Messiah, you must meditate on the Tanakh, the Haftorah, and the Brit Hadashah. And then you will have the complete mind of Messiah. Because Yeshua came with a heart filled with the Father's love to build the Father's kingdom, to adopt all of us as sons and daughters into his kingdom. To his name be all praise and glory and honor. In Yeshua's name, amen. So let us begin. Matthew 19:13. Then the children were brought to him so that he may lay his hands upon them and pray for them. Think about that. The children were being brought. And think about this. These were small children. All right? So someone had to bring them to Yeshua. Most likely, who was that? The parents? The aunts, the uncles? The adoptive parents within the local synagogue? All right? But they were not in the synagogue here, but they were out in the open, out in the fields. So we don't know how many people were coming forward bringing their children, all right? Next part of the verse. But the Talmudim, who are the disciples, they rebuke the people for bringing them, okay? What is Yeshua doing here? He's doing on-the-job training for the future apostles and rabbis and elders of the local Messianic community, all right? They would perceive things from their own mindset, their own understanding. But what was Yeshua instructing them? To hear what the Father was saying and to allow the Spirit of the living God to give them the full interpretation of what they're to say and what they're to do, okay? So, next part of the verse, verse 14. However, Yeshua said, let the children come to me and don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Verse 15. Then after laying his hands upon them, he went his way. All right? So blessing of children by Yeshua was a common practice. What do you mean it was common? Well, now let's look at Mark. All right? Mark chapter 10, verse 13. Mark 10, 13. And who was Mark? Was he one of the original 12? No, he was not. He was added at a later date. But he lived in the time of Yeshua, but he wasn't part of the inner circle of the original 12. So maybe now you found your place in Mark chapter 10, verse 13. The people were bringing children to him. Who is him but Yeshua? So that he may touch them. But the Talmudim rebuked those people. However, when Yeshua saw it, he became indignant. What does that mean? He became angry. Why? Because they were withholding these children coming before him. And so he said to them, his Talmudim, let the children come to me and don't stop them, for the kingdom of Abba, Father God, belongs to such as these. All right? He put them in the place where they needed to be. Stop going by your thinking. Allow Abba, Father God, to speak to you and allow the Spirit of the living God to interpret what you see, what you think, and what you do. All right? So continuing here. Verse 15. Yes, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of Abba, Father God, like a child, will not enter it. And what he's doing is that he's setting now the way to approach the kingdom of Abba, Father God. It's not through your own righteousness, but to come as a mere child, a trusting child, who believes that that you're preparing the bottle of milk for them to be fed, or you're preparing their lunch for them. Full trust in that. I won't be getting into it today, but next Shabbat, if the Lord has me speak, I'll be speaking on the second portion as we're going line upon line. Because Yeshua is now speaking to the adults in the crowd that this is how you come. And here's your literal example. And when you come in the presence of the Father, I am in his place, Yeshua speaking, not me, but this is how I receive you as my child. Simple and humble, you come before me. Verse 16, and he, Yeshua, took them into his arms. All right? He's not stretching his hands at a distance before a crowd of parents and little children, but he's holding them. He's looking into their eyes. He's probably saying, well, what's the child's name? All right? There's relationship here. All right? He's not this some chief rabbi that does not have the time for these babbling little babes that occasionally would what? They would lose control and they would wet themselves upon him, all right? Let's get literal and real here, all right? Okay, these babies are not wearing Pampers here, okay? Right? And we know cloth diapers, okay? And they use cloth diapers at that time where they use different elements, okay? Remember, I'm a dad, a grandfather, not a mom. But I'm giving this to you that this is reality. You know? And maybe there was a child there with a full diaper. The parent had been waiting in line for a long time. And she placed it in the Messiah's hands. He didn't rebuke the mom for not changing the child's diaper, but he simply loved on that child. He blessed that child. He held that child. And that's the intimacy that Yeshua is revealing that all of us need to have towards the children within the congregation, no matter what age they are. All right? our eldest member in the congregation, please correct me if I say her age incorrectly, I believe she's 102 and a half years old. She's the oldest child within the seed of Abraham, part of this congregation, right? She is precious in the Lord's sight. And even you, my sister, who's in the process of giving birth, the Lord knows your child. He formed it and shaped it into your womb, right? And this is a holy child. God has his destiny already in place and calling upon your child's life and upon your life and the life of your whole entire family. This is the intimacy that Yeshua is revealing to his standoffish Talmudim, apostles, elders, and future rabbis throughout these congregations, all right? You may think, well, I've never heard this shared that way about Yeshua, but that's the way he was, and that's the way he is. So now let us continue here. And he, Yeshua, took them in his arms, and he laid his hands on them and made the berukah, the blessing over them. Not, like I said before, not as a group, but as individual. Each one is precious in his sight. He knows them intimately. He knows your child, my sister, more intimately than you know. He has set out the days of your child's life. And he delights in it. And what is the Lord's desire for this mother and the family and the aunts and uncles and the grandparents and the messianic congregation where she's currently attending? To raise up that child and set the example how we're to have, first, number one, our relationship with Yeshua and with one another, right? We're a mishpoka, we're a family. So now let us continue now to Luke chapter 18, 15. Luke 18:15. The people brought him, Yeshua, babies to touch, all right? Mark and Matthew said children, okay? So here we see time and time again. This is an ongoing thing, all right? For Yeshua to touch these babies. But when the Talmudim saw the people doing this, they rebuked them. However, Yeshua called the children to him and said, "Let the children come to me and stop hindering them, because the kingdom of Abba, Father God, belongs to such as these. Yes, I tell you that whoever does not receive the kingdom of Abba, Father God, like a child, will not enter it at all." That is a rebuke to all those who are walking around in their own self-righteousness. You did not earn or deserve your salvation. It is a free gift from Abba, Father God, and your elder brother, Yeshua HaMashiach, all right? And who is able to keep us towards the end in holy and righteous living? Not ourselves, not becoming Torah observant, but being filled with the Spirit of the living God. Because that's how Yeshua fulfilled Torah, and he set the example for us to fulfill the Father's will in and through Torah, is by the Spirit of the living God. Because the Spirit of the living God was upon all those. If you study the Tanakh, the Spirit of the living God was upon them in different aspects of their lives. Because they all had a carnal nature to deal with, and so do we today. So let us continue. Yeshua enthusiastically received the children of these believers who believed him to be the Messiah. Remember, this is going on now for 3 years. They have been there witnessing him raising these people from the dead, healing all the sick, casting out demons, etc. All right? And Yeshua had just finished teaching about a very serious matter about marriage and divorce and celibacy. And as soon as that discussion is finished, Yeshua now turns his attention to the some little children who are being brought to him by their parents. It is a Jewish tradition to bring small children to a great rabbi so that he can bless them and pray for them. And it is also common for parents to take their children to the synagogue where each of the elders, you hear that, Alan and Tim, would take a child in his hands and pray for the life of the child. Do you hear that also, Frank? Yes, I do. The first mitzvah in the Torah is to be fruitful and multiply. Bereshit, Genesis 1:28. God bless them, Adam, Hava, Eve. Hava is her Hebrew name. God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it And after the flood, God repeated this command to Noah, who is Noah. In Bereshit, Genesis 9, 1. And this is what it says in verse 1. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, not just to Noah, but his three sons, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Notice he said this to them together, and all them heard the voice of Adonai. All right? When Jacob entered the land of Israel, God repeated to him, and God said to him, Yaakov, I am El Shaddai, the Almighty One, the All-Sufficient One. Be fruitful and multiply. That's found in Bereshit, Genesis 35, 11. By having children, one is actually hastening the ultimate redemption in the words of the Talmud. The son of David, Moshiach, will not come until there are more souls in the heavenly storage called the Guf. And some of you may be saying, well, that's a brand new word to me. Some rabbis teach this, that every soul that was ever created, yet to be born, to inhabit a human being, whether it be male or female, the Lord has already set that in order, okay? Now, we cannot see in the scripture where it says that to a detail, but this is just an opinion of the rabbis, okay? So now continuing. Now we're back in Matthew 19:14. These parents are now severely rebuked by Yeshua's Talmudim. They believe that Messiah Yeshua's time was too valuable to be wasted on these babies. To what effect would this be, right? But what do we see early in the scripture recorded in Luke? That Yeshua, when he was brought after his bris, he was brought where? He was brought to the temple. And who was there to receive him into his arms, all right? But the prophet of God. And he prophesied about him. He prophesied about his life. And there was also a prophetess there her name was Anna. And she also prophesied about Yeshua, okay? So babies, even if they're up to a little bit more than 8 days old, because we know this, according to the Tanakh, at the eighth day, that's when the child is named, the boy, and he has his bris, all right? So now let's continue here, okay? Yeshua in turn rebuked them for their attitude, the Talmudim, regarding these children. He told the Talmudim in no uncertain terms that the little children who were being brought to him, this was what all the kingdom of heaven was all about. It is appropriate that Yeshua would give us this teaching about little children, just as he spoke about the marriage relationship. His statement is recorded in Matthew 19:5. For this reason, a man should leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and the two are to become one flesh. Where did he take that from? But from Genesis 2:24. And he quotes this, and this literally fulfilled when a married couple would come together and produce a child. And so you know what these parents are actually doing? They're saying, we have now honored you, Yeshua, our Messiah, because you declared to us to be fruitful and multiply. And now here, my child or my children are the fruits of our ministry in obeying your word. And think about this for a moment. Literally, what does the scripture say? That in and through him, through Yeshua, everything was created. So every child that was ever born was created by his hands and formed and shaped in his mother's womb. All right? So let us continue here. So they're now acknowledging him as the Mashiach, all right? He's the creator of all things. This revelation is coming to them because they see that there has never been a prophet like him. Because what was the promise to them? That Abba, Father God, would send to them in the future a prophet like Moshe and greater than him. And it was Yeshua who saw Moshe face to face. Because the scripture declares, no human being has seen the Father. except one person who was both human being and God himself, that being Yeshua. Blessed be his name. Sometimes children can be noisy and they need a lot of special attention. But if we're truthful about this, at times so do us adults, right? There are times when my wife kind of grabs my arm and says, "Be quiet, you're being too noisy," okay? I pick on myself. But children are not a curse to be endured, but they are a blessing to be enjoyed, okay? What does Tehillim, Psalms 8:2 declare? From the mouths of babes and infants, at the breast, you establish strength and praise because of your foes, in order that you might silence the enemy and the avenger of our souls. Who is? Hasatan. Tehillim, Psalms 78:5 and 6. The praises of Adonai and his strength, the wonders that he has performed. He raised up a testimony in Yaakov and established a Torah in Israel. He commanded our ancestors to make this known to their children. Are you making it known to your children? So that the next generation would know it, and the children not yet born would themselves arise and tell their own children, who could put their confidence in Abba, Father God, not forgetting God's deeds, but obey his mitzvot. Tehillim, Psalms 127, 3 through 5. Children, too, are a gift from Adonai. The fruit of the womb is his and our reward. The children born when one is young are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. He will not have to be embarrassed when contending with foes at the city gate. We are blessed here to have little ones with us, right? Amen. That is our future. One day in the future, we'll be passing on the baton to them. They are the future leaders of the Messianic community. This passage now has something to say about children, about Yeshua's invitation for them to come to him. This message is not only for children. There is a word here for everyone. Are we not all the children of God? Absolutely. We, the congregation, and the parents are responsible for teaching and training children. Yeshua set the example of praying for the children and pronouncing a blessing on their young lives. This reveals to us that these parents cared enough about their spiritual condition of their children to bring them to Yeshua so that they may be blessed through the praying and of his touch, right? How is a child healed when they're hurt? But by being comforted, right? We're to be praying for the children of this congregation and the children outside of this congregation, praying and interceding for them, praying for our nation, for this future of this nation, that it would turn its heart back to God, right? And that Yeshua would be lifted up. Continuing here, from the earliest passages of Tanakh, believers have been challenged to share the things of Abba, Father God, with their children. Do we not say the Vahafta every Shabbat? Davarim 6:1-8. Now this is the mitzvah, the laws and the rulings which Adonai your God has asked you to observe, all his regulations and mitzvot that I'm giving to you, to your child and to your grandchild as long as you live, so that the things will go well with you, so that you will be increase greatly, as Adonai, the God of your ancestors, has promised you, by giving you a land flowing with milk and honey. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, Adonai our God, Adonai is one. And you are to love Adonai your God with all your heart, and all your being, and all your resources. These words which I'm ordering you today are to be on your heart, and you are to teach them carefully to your children. Are we doing it? You are to talk about them when you sit at your home and when you are traveling on the road and when you lie down, when you get up. And you are to tie them on your hand and put them as a front headband around your forehead and write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. And it doesn't end there. In the Brit Hadashah, Ephesians 6:4, is declared this: Fathers, don't irritate your children and make them resentful. Instead, raise them with Yeshua, the Messiah, his discipline and his guidance. I got a confession to make. There were times when I was raising my children, and my wife was along with me, where my wife had to give me that rebuke. You're driving our son and daughter to the point of being resentful. Why doesn't it say that about mothers? Why? Because we as fathers have a tendency to provoke and irritate our children. It's a good thing to confess your sins in the house of the Lord, is it not? Amen. Going on, parents should do everything in their power to ensure that their children are exposed to Yeshua and his good news. It means praying for them and with them and reading the Bible together. It means being open about your own faith. It means being consistent in your own life as a believer in Yeshua by bringing your children to Yeshua. These parents in this text in chapter 19 were telling their children what they saw, something special in Yeshua, and that he is the Messiah. Like those ancient parents, messianic believers in our day have the responsibility of modeling our faith in Yeshua so that the younger generation can see that Yeshua is worth knowing. And how do we prove that? Not just by what we say, but how we set the example and by our doing. If my trust does not change my life and cause me to be a better person, my children will pick up on that, and I can talk about my faith till I'm blue in the face. But if I don't live out my trust, it will then translate into hypocrisy in the eyes of my own children. And they are very quick to spot a phony, are they not? Have you ever been corrected by your teenagers? I have. So continuing, if we make much of Yeshua in front of them, this will far more likely cause them to seek him at an early age and remain faithful to Yeshua as they mature. All right? When these parents in chapter 19 came to Yeshua with their children, they were encouraging them to approach him as well. Are we demonstrating that Yeshua is approachable in our own lives? Are we making it a reality? Or is it just some pat phrase that we say to one another? One of the best things a mature messianic believer can do for children is for them to be in love with Yeshua. Right? Because if you're in love with Yeshua, then when you see these children, and there are times when children can become irritating, all right? You can be filled with the love of Yeshua, just like he was filled with love. Remember this. We don't know if this was a time when Yeshua was out there ministering, and there were 3,000 to 5,000 people there, all right? You multiply that by 3 or 4 or 5 children, because you know what? They were not using birth control during that time, were they? All right? We're talking possibly hours upon hours of Yeshua just praying for, ministering to each child individually, and praying blessing upon them. All right? Isn't it beautiful to be a congregation being led by the Spirit? The Spirit of living God, he changes our services from time to time, right? You may be asking, why are you going so quickly, Frank? Because today is a special event. We're going to be celebrating a picnic together as Mishpoka. So that's why I'm going quickly here, all right? So let us continue. When a mature messianic believer is in love with Yeshua with a sincere heart, it encourages children to love Yeshua too. Are you loving Yeshua with a sincere heart? You can't fool him, and you cannot fool those who are watching, no matter how old that child is, right? So continuing here. In Romans 10:17, it declares, so trust comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through a word proclaimed about Messiah Yeshua. And here is what Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, told Timothy about exposing children to the Word of God, okay? Because just think about this. When Yeshua was out preaching, he wasn't always in the synagogues. They did not have classrooms there to usher the children to, but they were all together. They were all hearing the Word of God together. So 2 Timothy 3:15 declares this, recalling, he's asking Timothy to remember, recalling too how from a childhood you, Timothy, have known the Holy Scriptures, which can give you wisdom that leads to deliverance through trusting in Yeshua the Messiah. All right? So we have to remember those times. His grandmother and his mother were there to pour the Word of God into his life. Matthew 19:13 is revealed to us. We can see Yeshua's heart. But the Talmudim thought Yeshua was too busy for a bunch of children. When the scripture says that the parents brought to him these children, it has the idea here of a very, very long line, and that children were be constantly being brought to Yeshua. These parents were from all over the area. The word was going out. The Messiah is here. The great rabbi is here. Why not come and bring your children and let him lay his hands upon them and bless them and hold them and love on them? Because what was Yeshua known for? The love of Abba, Father God. And what, as we, as a congregation, the seed of Abraham, should be known for? The love of Abba, Father, God, being shared with one another. It being real and it being sincere, okay? So when the Talmudim rebuked the parents in verse 13, they themselves were rebuked, right? It's a blessing to be rebuked by the Lord. It is. Because then he puts us in the right place, the right attitude, the right framework, okay? It's a blessing. So in Mark's account of these events, he says that Yeshua was much displeased, all right? He was irked. And he did not hide his anger to his Talmudim, right? Okay? And what does the scripture say? Do not let the sun go down on what? Your anger. He dealt with it. You guys are blind. You don't know better than these Pharisees and these Sadducees. You're becoming like them. Let me shake you. Let me bring you to reality. Receive the Father's heart, that you may be able to walk and love these people. Otherwise, you know what, guys? I'm not going to put you in charge when I leave. Right? Because what is what to be built? The kingdom of Abba, Father God. To him be all praise and glory and honor. Amen? So this continues. I'll go very, very quickly. It reveals to us that Yeshua holds a special place in his heart for children. And he still loves them and reaches out to them in grace. This just reminds us what Abba, Father God, is not interested in what we can do, what we can give, or how old we are. Because you know what? These babies, these small children, what could they contribute to? Right? But they were the future. They were the ones to be loved upon, trained, and schooled for the next generation. And just think about this for a second. If that next generation within that Messianic community did not follow Yeshua and being filled with his Spirit, where would you and I be today? Most likely we would not be believers in Messiah. Amen? So do not look down at youth. All right? Timothy had to be encouraged on that, right? We'll make mistakes, all right? So going on, Yeshua simply invited people to come to him on the basis of pure grace. How did you come to Yeshua? Was it through your own merits? Absolutely not, all right? So going on, we can see his hands in verse 19:15. This verse says that he, Yeshua, laid his hands on them. This indicates that he placed and took time to bless each and every child. And I'm repeating that over and over to let you know this. No matter what age you are of great significance to Yeshua, Because if you were the only sinner on this earth who would receive his grace and mercy, he would have came down just to die on your behalf alone. That's the love of Abba, Father God. And you may say, well, how can you say that? I can say this in this. He's given to each and every one of us a free will. Has he not? So let us continue quickly. Never think for an instant that Yeshua doesn't care about you. He loves you and he will not turn you away if you will come to him. No matter where the path of life has taken you, no matter what you have done, no matter how insignificant you may feel, Yeshua will save you. He will change your life if you will come to him. He cares about your condition. He will take time to touch your life if you will only come and trust in him. Regardless of whether you're saved or lost, young or old, Yeshua cares about you and you alone. Remember this, you are the bride of Messiah. Is he not your bridegroom? Amen. While this message has been about children, it's not only for children. If you have never been saved, regardless of your age, you need to come to Yeshua today. And I believe that everyone that is here has come to know Messiah. But I'm speaking to those who are on the podcast that may be hearing this podcast sometime in the future, or those from years from now, all right? If your life has gotten complicated by living in the adult world and you need some help from Abba, Father God, today, you can get it. If sin has crept into your relationship with Yeshua and is hindering your walk with him, he can forgive you today if you recognize it and repent thereof. If you will come to Yeshua, you will find that his grace will be all sufficient for you. If there are needs in your life, you can come to him like those little children did 2,000 years ago, where you will find all the help and the love and the comfort that your heart and mind will ever desire. Shabbat shalom.